The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Before we talk about the Irish card of the Euro Awards 2019, Michael Sheridan, you know, people say that there's no patrolling of driving on the roads. Yet, it turns out 50,000 people have been caught using mobile phones over the last 2 years. And the things they're doing on their phones while driving are actually incredible.
It's astonishing. I mean, people are watching movies, they're going on social media, they're scrolling on their phones.
They're live streaming their own journey.
They're live streaming
their own
journey.
They're taking selfies.
Exactly, from the driver's seat in moving traffic. They're publishing it on social media. People are even using their laptops. God, I mean, people are, when it comes to idiots, Ireland at the moment has a particular breed on our roads. And we have to do something about it. And one of the best calls came from our new Garda commissioner, who was telling kids when he was launching a campaign to get people wearing more high-vis vests and so on and be safer as pedestrians. He was saying, kids, look, talk to your parents, talk to people driving the cars and call them out on these things and say, look, should you really be using your phone, Mum? Dad, should you really be doing that now? And in the same way that...
Put your seatbelt on.
Exactly. Now, the one thing with kids is kids and parents, you need to talk to your kids and say, kids, do this, please. You have my permission. Please interact with me on this. If a kid actually, in fairness, some might just shout out about this and get themselves into all sorts of trouble, because you never know. Sometimes parents behind the wheel of a car can be so distracted that you really don't know whether they're in the vehicle at all. But calling people out on this is something we have to do. We call people out if they drink drive. We say, are you sure you should be driving? Let's take the keys off you. In the same way, if you're in a car and somebody's interacting with their phone, just don't let them do it. Say, do you mind not doing that? You know, or be careful. You know that's an offence now. You know, if the guards catch you doing that, you'll be fined. So, you know, find some way of doing it where you're political and you're not going to just be seen as being interfering. But people cannot be distracted from driving. It's a tricky enough job as it is.
Okay. Let's go to the Card of the Years and Card of the Year Awards. When were these announced?
So we had them last Thursday, straight after the show last Thursday. Went down to see if my votes made any difference. So there was about 33 journalists involved in compiling votes to find category winners for Car of the Year and Van of the Year. And we came out then with an overall winner. And again, it's based on new cars launched since the last October and up to the end of this October. So cars which are freely available in showrooms now. So the categories were divided up.
Small car or compact car of the year. The choices were the Ford Focus, the Kia Ceed, the Mercedes A-Class, Volkswagen Polo, Subaru Impreza. You went for the winner.
Yeah, the Ford Focus won that award. We combined the two because Polo is a smaller car, but there weren't enough new small cars launched. So we put them all there. The Ford Focus is terrific, followed closely by Kia Ceed in this category, which is a much improved car and very good value for money. But the Ford Focus, Ford say it's the best car they've ever built, and it really is very good.
Small crossover, the choice was the Citroen C3 Aircross, the Ford EcoSport, the Hyundai Kona, the Seat Arona and the VW T-Roc. Your choice didn't win. You went for...
No, I went for the Hyundai Kona, which is fantastic value for money, and it represents a whole genre that is just taking over completely, and that's the small SUV, the crossover thing. But it was a very close-fought category. The Seat Arona, which is basically Seat, again, our branch of Volkswagen. So you're getting a Volkswagen build. It's built in Spain. And Arona is a lovely car. And you're talking, you know, asking price of starting at sub just 20 grand. So you can't go wrong. The Seat Arona won small crossover of the year.
Compact crossover, the choices were the BMW X2, the Dacia Duster, the Jeep Compass, the Jaguar E-Pace and the Volvo XC40. You got the winner right here.
I did, of course. Sure, why wouldn't I? Yeah. The
Volvo
European,
XC40.
It won. It's the reigning European car of the year. It's a terrific machine. It's a premium. Now, it's priced a little dearer than actually a lot dearer than a Dacia Duster, but it delivers on, and it delivers on great value for money. Dacia Duster actually came second, beating the BMW X2 by a few points. Dacia Duster is excellent value for money, but in fairness, the Volvo XC40 is a absolutely desirable machine that looks after its drivers as well while offering loads of style.
Medium crossover, BMW X3, Honda CR-V, Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, the Opel Grandland, the Skoda Karoq and the Subaru XV. The winner was
the Skoda Karoq. Now, Skoda at the moment can do no wrong. Ever since they came out with the Volkswagen version of Octavia way back, they've been building very, very good machines that offer really good value for money, and you get tons of square footage for your money. Karoq is on the back of Skoda Kodiaq, which is the larger machine which got all the headlines. It does a job very, very well. Notably, my choice was the CR-V just by a point, but it came second. The new CR-V is a 1.5 petrol and it's very good too, but the Skoda Karoq won that award.
Large crossover, BMW X4, the Hyundai Santa Fe, the Porsche Cayenne, the Volkswagen Touareg.
Now, large crossover is an expensive category. I chose the X4 because it's actually a huge amount of fun to drive. But the overall winner was the Volkswagen Touareg. And it's a lovely, luxurious, big, comfy bus. And it's got tons of screens inside. It actually looks very, very high tech and is a lovely machine.
The green, efficient car, Ford Mondeo HEV, the Jaguar I-Pace, the Kia Niro PHEV and the Nissan Leaf. You went with the winner.
I went with the winner, which of course, Nissan Leaf has done a huge amount to democratise EVs. It's the biggest selling EV in the country, the original version. This version now is 40 kilowatt battery, bigger range, really usable. And next year we'll have an even larger battery in it as well. It's a car you can now actually commute in if you have a home charger and you needn't be so worried about range anxiety. A close second was the Jag I-Pace, which is a fantastic car and a real alternative to getting a Tesla.
Now, an executive premium car, there were three Audis, the A6, the A7, the A8, the BMW 6 Series GT, the Kia Stinger GT line, the Mercedes CLS, the Lexus LS500H and the Volvo V60. The winner was?
The winner was the Mercedes CLS, and the CLS reminds people of what it is to still have a pulse when you're buying a big Mercedes. A lot of people say when you have a big Merc, you've thrown in the towel or you own a bookies. But in reality, the CLS is a little bit cooler and it's a desirable large Mercedes and it deserved to win. My choice in the category actually was the A6, but it's only just in the country. I don't think enough jurors got enough time to drive it to realise how composed and how good the direction Audi is taking at the moment.
The hot hatchback.
Yes,
Ford Fiesta ST, Hyundai i30N, Volkswagen Polo GTI, the Renault Megane RS, the Suzuki Swift Sport and the Toyota Yaris GRMN. The winner was?
The winner was the Fiesta ST, which is probably the best all-round fun Euro for Euro you can have in a hatchback. It doesn't have as much power as my choice, which was the i30N from Hyundai. Again, that's 275 horsepower, loads more power, but a dearer price tag. But my second choice, and the worthy winner, the Fiesta ST, I've driven this around a racetrack. It is an absolutely astonishingly hilarious, entertaining car.
We're at the performance car now, isn't it? The Alfa Romeo Stelvio QF, the Audi RS3, the Audi RS4, the BMW M5, the Kia Stinger GT.
Yes, now, again, this is the rarefied end of performance car, and these are cars over 300 horsepower. My choice, the Audi RS, which sadly because of emissions regulations and all the rest has just been taken off the price list. A great car. But the winner was the astonishing BMW M5, which is just outrageous. If I was ever going to do a post office raid, I would take this car and I would use it to great effect because I could take five people in it. It's a terrific machine and just an absolute consummate Autobahn muncher.
The Innovation Award, the contenders were the Audi A8 Level 3 Autonomy, the Citroen Advanced Comfort Seats, the Citroen Progressive Hydraulic Cushion Suspension, the Mercedes-Benz MBUX Interface, the Nissan Leaf E-Pedal, the Volvo X60 Runoff Road Mitigation and the Volvo X40 Smart Storage.
Now, all of that stuff is tech and engineering brilliance. You know, the hydraulic cushions ran a second, very close second to the winner. And that's just very clever suspension from Citroen, which they have in the C4, which brings them back to being really comfy again. Mercedes-Benz has a great interface now, particularly with the A-Class, and it's a lovely machine to interact with. But the winner was Nissan Leaf with E-Pedal, which is basically a single pedal operation with the Nissan Leaf. You activate this. When you press the accelerator, you go. When you lift off the accelerated brakes and it will brake to a full stop, so it saves your ankle and your shoe leather as well.
Irish Fan of the Year contenders: the Ford Transit Custom, the Iveco Daily Blue Power, the LDV EV80 Electric, the MAN TGE, the Nissan ENV200, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter and the VW Crafter.
Now, fantastic. See the way we've got more electric vehicles coming into this and we've our reliable Ford Transit and everything else. The two contenders really in this were the VW Crafter, which is a stunning machine. It's been out about a year. And the new Mercedes-Benz Benz Sprinter, which won the overall category of Irish Van of the Year. A fantastic machine. And the companies now with commercial vehicles are doing a lot more to take care of their drivers and make sure they're safe. More safety features, more driver aids, and this is only a good thing.
So what won the overall Car of the Year?
Overall Car of the Year went to, it had to be a winner of one of the categories, and it went to the XC40. And a fantastic
Volvo
winner.
XC40.
Volvo XC40. It's a, again, it's a wonderfully designed Volvo. Have a lovely backstory, and you know, I've been to their head office in Sweden a number of times, and it's just everything they do is around the consumer, and they're also a premium machine, so you feel good if you have one of these things. They've also got their excellent V60 as well, which was in the running. But the XC40, a terrific machine, and it'll have the title of Irish Car of the Year in association with Continental Tyres 2019 for all of next year.
Michael Sheridan, as ever, thank you for joining us on Last Word on Wheels here on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.